Hello and welcome back to Band Biographies. I'm Tom, your host, and I'm back to let you know what's been happening since the last episode went out and what you can expect from the next one. There's been a new iTunes review from America by Max Height entitled "Great Podcast About a Great Time in Music." Max writes, "I just found out about this podcast, but I'm hooked. I came of age listening to The Pistols, Stiff Little Fingers, Generation X and the rest. These podcasts allow me to peek into the nooks and crannies surrounding these great bands. Very informative and very well researched and produced. Nice job, mate." Thank you. Max goes on to write, "Update. I listened to the second long podcast about The Damned. It brought back memories of seeing them at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood during the summer of 1979 when I was 20. It was either my first or second punk show. I saw 999 play either the night before or the night after, also at the Whiskey. I was hooked. I remember Rat Scabies coming out holding a beer, spitting into the audience and insulting them for some time before the rest of the band came out. I also remember Captain Sensible wearing these furry pants, like the bottom half of a Yeti costume. That must have been very hot and uncomfortable. Their complete disregard for the rules was truly inspirational. Between those two shows, I was hooked on punk rock and the LA scene." Wow, Max, I mean, that's an amazing review, so thank you so much for sending it in. I can only imagine watching The Damned back in 1979 was an incredibly intense experience, especially Captain's trousers. And thank you so much for the kind words about the podcast. I'm really, really glad that you enjoy it. I love hearing what you think of the podcast, and these reviews really do help. So if you've not left one yet, or even if you already have, go and write one. If you can't think about what to say about the podcast itself, why not just talk about your favourite band, song, album or gig that you've been to, or your favourite festival experience, whatever you want, just as long as you give the show 5 stars, of course. There have been a few new followers and commenters, including on Facebook, Alb Pynchon, Jamie Kennan, Ellie Porter, Eleanor Bianchini, George Surroyce, Sanandini S. Bansal, and Paul Lally. There's also a few more people following on Podbean, Brandy Davidson, Mark Emerson, George Surroyce, and A Lonely Platform. Hello to you all. Steve Marshall got back in touch after listening to the Undertones episode to say, "Wonderful podcast yet again, full of great information about a band I knew hardly anything about. Very insightful. Well done." I had some contact with Fergal when he was an A&R man and had a couple of meetings with him on some projects I was involved in at the time. Seemed nice enough. I just couldn't get his Undertone image out of his A&R suited and booted image. Keep up the good work. Slits next? Thanks again, Steve. And once again, you're giving slightly more away about your past. I'm certainly going to have a chat with you at some point about your life in London in the 70s and 80s. It's been really interesting hearing the snippets of stories you've got about virtually every band I've covered so far. Like Steve, I didn't know a heck of a lot about the Undertones, but I managed to find a set of blogs by bassist Mickey Bradley that shed a lot of light on the early career of the band and really gave an insight into the slightly childish, fractious and naive nature of the Undertones. Someone else I got a message from on Twitter about his love of the Undertones was Rick McMurray, the drummer from the band Ash, who got in touch to say he loved that the Undertones was my pinned tweet. He said they're amazing. Teenage Kicks is a stone cold classic, but so much more than that. Wednesday Week is pure pop, closer to Beach Boys than punk at times. I couldn't agree more with Rick. They're the most pop of the bands that I've covered so far, especially as they progressed from a Ramones style sound to the more soul oriented latter material. They progressed just as much as The Clash, and even had some legitimate political social commentary in songs like It's Gonna Happen. Damien O'Neill is an amazing songwriter, and I'm a bigger fan now than I was before, that's for sure. Now, on to this Friday's episode, due out on the 25th of December. Yes, Christmas Day. For a change, I'm ahead of the game on this one, and it's in the can already. I did think about dropping it after Christmas, as no one is likely to listen on the day itself. However, 2020 is a year like no other, and it's more than possible that some of you will be alone for Christmas this year. It's also more than possible that you don't celebrate it at all. I know I'm not in the most festive of moods this year. So I'm going to release it on the day itself. Call it a present from me to you, And please know that I'm incredibly grateful for each and every person that's listened in the last 8 months. This show and hearing from all of you has been the highlight of my year. Now, the Christmas episode is going to be a different beast altogether. It's going to be the first in what I hope will become a regular feature of this podcast going forward. Now, you might remember from the Buzzcocks episode that I mentioned the Pete Shelley Memorial Campaign and its goal to raise enough money to get a blue plaque put up on the childhood home of the singer. At the time I recorded that episode, they'd had to cancel a bunch of gigs and hadn't quite reached their goal. Since then, they've received backing from Wigan Council, who have stumped up the cash, and the plaque was unveiled on the 4th of December. I messaged them and asked if they'd like to tell their story on the podcast, and a few days later I was speaking to the campaign's founder, Paul Lally, as well as Paul Brooks and Ellie Porter. Obviously I want to make the best sounding episode that I can, but being that both Kent, where I live, and Manchester, where the campaign is based, are under Tier 3 lockdown rules, meaning that no one can travel outside of their county, I had to make do with Zoom. As such, I wasn't in full control of the recording environment and the equipment used to record the episode. I've done my best in the edit, but there are still some dropouts and sounds that I can't edit around. I'm sure you're all used to hearing substandard audio this year. Just know that if I can, I'll endeavour to record face-to-face and with professional recording equipment in future. With that in mind, I have another interview lined up with a member of Tim V's Sham 69, and I'm always on the lookout for more people involved with the bands I'm talking about, either musicians, industry professionals, journalists, or groups like the Pete Shelley Memorial Campaign to put out alongside the documentary episodes going forward. If you know of anyone that might be interested, I'd love for you to introduce me via social media or the email bandbiographies@gmail.com. I look forward to presenting you with the interview on Friday, and I very much hope you enjoy it. As this is the last episode to be released in 2020, I'd like to wish those of you that celebrate it a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I really hope that 2021 is a better year than 2020, and I genuinely hope that you've not suffered during this awful year. I said it earlier, but you guys have really helped me through the last few months, and this show has given me something positive to focus on. I also hope it's helped some of you forget about the outside world, even just for an hour or so here and there. As ever, it's been my pleasure to talk to you again, and please do get in touch, as well as leaving those ratings and reviews on the podcast platform of your choice. Till next time, see you in the pit.